Have you ever felt that strange sense of satisfaction after cleaning your home? That moment when you look around at gleaming surfaces, perfectly plumped cushions, and catch the scent of something fresh and lovely? If so, you're not alone. And Sophie Hinchliff, better known as Mrs. Hinch, has built an empire on this very feeling. What started as a simple Instagram account documenting her home decorating journey unexpectedly transformed into a cleaning revolution that swept across the UK and beyond. With over 4 million followers, Mrs. Hinch has become a cultural phenomenon, even inspiring celebrities like Stacey Solomon to embrace hinching. Her debut book, Hinch Yourself Happy, rocketed to the top of bestseller lists, selling over 160,000 copies in its first 3 days, the second fastest-selling nonfiction title ever in the UK. But beyond the spotless surfaces and perfectly organized Narnia cupboards lies something more profound, the story of how cleaning became one woman's salvation from anxiety, and how sharing that journey created a community of millions who found not just cleaner homes, but happier minds. Sophie Hinchliff never intended to become famous. In March 2017, she created an Instagram account simply to document the renovation of her first home without bombarding friends and family with updates. Initially embarrassed about her new account, she kept it secret from most people she knew. The transformation from anonymous home account to cleaning sensation happened almost by accident when Sophie posted a quick Instagram story cleaning her sink with Cliff the Sif, showing off the impressive shine. Suddenly, her direct messages exploded with questions and comments. "I've always been clear I'm not a professional cleaner. I'm actually a qualified hairdresser," Sophie explains. The nickname Hinching for cleaning emerged naturally from her married surname, Hinchliff, which she had adopted for her account even before she was officially married. "One day, I casually mentioned that I'd hinched something while cleaning, and that was it." The terminology caught on organically, with followers becoming hinchers and hashtags like #hinching spreading across social media. What truly sets Mrs. Hinch apart is her authenticity. She's passionate about finding bargains, bargs in her Essex dialect, and creating a beautiful home without breaking the bank. "Finding something that looks 10 times its price gives me a real sense of achievement," she says. One of her favorite lamps cost just $9.99 from B&M, a true barg that brings her as much joy as something more expensive might. Her appearance on This Morning with Holly and Phil catapulted her into mainstream consciousness. "Despite nearly losing her bra on live television when her microphone started slipping, I nearly lost my bra on live TV while cleaning the oven." The appearance was a success that further grew her following. Soon after, she reached the milestone of 1 million followers, celebrating with light-up letters and a greasy takeaway on her Pride and Joy rug. The Urban Dictionary even added hinching as an official term, cementing her cultural impact. But fame hasn't been without challenges. Sophie was hospitalized, not from exhaustion as newspapers claimed, but due to a serious blood condition. She has protein S deficiency and factor V Leiden, causing her blood to clot, and was diagnosed with May-Thurner syndrome. After surgery to fit 3 stents in her iliac vein, she's now on blood thinners for life. Even in the hospital, her passion for cleaning remained. She cleaned her hospital table with baby wipes and organized Smarties by color just to feel better. One of the most endearing aspects of Mrs. Hinch's approach is her habit of naming cleaning products. "I've been naming my cleaning products for ages," she explains. What started as a joke when using a yellow cloth to shine her sink evolved into an entire family of cleaning tools with distinct personalities. Buddy the Yellow Cloth was just the beginning. Soon came Sharon the Shark Vacuum, Dave the Duster, Vera the Valletta Mop, and the star of the show, Minky, the Minky Antibacterial Cleaning Pad. "I got genuinely attached to Minky because we'd spend hours cleaning together daily," Sophie admits. Her affection for Minky runs so deep that she even bought him an Elf on the Shelf bathrobe, starting the viral hashtag #MinkOnTheSink trend. When Hinchers crashed the Minky website trying to get their own, some people began buying in bulk to resell at inflated prices. Despite offers of expensive alternatives, Sophie remains loyal. "Minky remains my lifelong friend." Her cleaning product arsenal is extensive and organized with military precision. From 1001 Carpet Fresh Spray, Thai Orchid and Passion Fruit is her favorite, to Zaflora Disinfectant in various scents, Mrs. Hinch has tried and tested countless products to find what works best. Bicarbonate of Soda is her 1.50 miracle worker for cleaning and deodorizing, while the Pink Stuff paste tackles stubborn stains. But it's not just about the products, it's the organization system that makes hinching so satisfying. Sophie's Narnia is a white wardrobe in her garage that became her cleaning product storage solution. Named after her husband Jamie's comment that it's like Narnia in there, this 100 IKEA wardrobe houses her extensive collection of cleaning products, organized by purpose. Though I've been offered amazing storage units through my account, I can't part with this wardrobe that's been with me every step of the way, she says. Her basket system takes organization to another level. Sophie has specialized baskets for everything: a daily basket with essentials like Zaflora and Mr. Sheen, a weekly basket for deep cleaning products, a laundry basket, a sink basket, a before bed blast basket, a cloth basket for her named cleaning tools, and an ad hoc basket for specialty cleaners. This system keeps everything perfectly organized and ready for action, she enthuses. Behind the spotless surfaces and perfectly organized cupboards lies a deeper purpose to Mrs. Hinch's cleaning obsession. The hinching began as a way to manage my anxiety, Sophie reveals. When worry kicked in, I'd turn up the music channel, grab the nearest cleaning tool, and clean to the beat. This distraction prevented her thoughts from spiraling while giving her a sense of achievement. Sophie is refreshingly open about her struggles with anxiety. I'm still a really big worrier who can build up whole scenarios in my head that might never happen, she admits. Instead of letting anxiety overwhelm her, she grabs Minka or Buddy and cleans. It's her therapy, cleaning out her mind while hinching the house. Many assume Sophie has OCD, but she's clear that's not the case. I don't have OCD. I genuinely enjoy cleaning and organizing. When her house has been hinged and wax melts fill it with favorite smells, she relaxes and switches off. If someone thinks that's sad, I'm okay with that, she says confidently. Doing something I love gives my self-esteem a boost. What's remarkable is how many of her followers have discovered the same therapeutic benefits. I've discovered how many others find cleaning helps with their anxiety too, Sophie notes. The community aspect of the Hinch movement has created a support system where people share not just cleaning tips, but also how the act of cleaning has improved their mental well-being. Music plays a crucial role in Sophie's cleaning therapy. Music drives my cleaning sessions, she explains. The rhythm pushes me to finish rooms, just like a great track at the gym gives you 5 more minutes on the treadmill. Her ultimate hinching playlist includes everything from Aretha Franklin's Respect, her Cliff the Sif song, to Drake's In My Feelings, the Minka song, with classics from Luther Vandross, Whitney Houston, Elvis, and modern hits that keep her motivated. For Mrs. Hinch, home is everything: safety, coziness, and happiness. What makes a house truly a home are the memories you create there, but also how you decorate it with things you love and keep it clean, she explains. Sophie cherishes everything she owns and feels grateful to have it. She's learned an important lesson about decorating: do it to please yourself, not others. I've learned not to decorate to impress others, but to please myself. A big step for someone who once worried about others' opinions, she admits. Her gray and white aesthetic isn't for everyone, but she loves it and encourages others to embrace their uniqueness rather than comparing themselves to others. This philosophy extends to her cleaning routines. Sophie never prescribes rigid cleaning schedules because she doesn't follow one herself. Each morning, she scouts around the house, noting what needs attention, and makes a plan for the day. While certain tasks happen daily, hoovering, dusting, cleaning floors, others are weekly: bathrooms, bins, bedding; fortnightly, microwaves, ovens; or monthly, fridges, curtains, washing machines. The key is avoiding pressure. Cleaning should calm you, not stress you, she emphasizes. To manage what might otherwise feel overwhelming, Sophie uses checklists, finding satisfaction in ticking off completed tasks. On unmotivated days, she sometimes works backward, doing whatever small tasks she feels capable of and writing them down after completion. This backwards hinge list often reveals she's accomplished more than she realized. Her pre-bed ritual exemplifies how cleaning creates a sanctuary. Before sleeping, Sophie sprays surfaces with Zaflora mixture, soaks used cloths in the sink, lines up her tea, coffee, sugar canisters, prepares tomorrow's wax melt, sets out her to-do list notebook, puts her sofa to sleep with properly arranged cushions, and squeezes toilet cleaner down the loose. It may seem strange, but knowing I'll wake up to a clean, tidy house makes me feel calmer and more together, she explains. Sophie's approach to cleaning is methodical yet flexible, with specific techniques for each area of the home. Her bathroom routine starts with removing everything that isn't attached, spraying tiles with Astonish Mold and Mildew Spray, using Viacol on taps and showerheads, and cleaning the bath with Minka and Flash Bathroom. For toilets, she works from the lid down, using Sif wipes and Harpic Pine. The finishing touch? Folding the first sheet of toilet paper into a triangle, her pixie stamp that looks amazing for guests. In the kitchen, Sophie tackles often overlooked areas with precision. For the fridge, she empties everything, checks used-by dates, and soaks baskets in Fairy Platinum. I use my vegetable drawer filled with soapy water as a washing bowl and scrub stubborn marks with pink stuff on Minka, she explains. Organization is key. Upper shelves for drinks and ready-to-eat foods, door for condiments, lower shelves for dairy and raw meat, bottom drawer for separated fruits and vegetables. Her most famous cleaning ritual is shining her sink. It literally soothes my soul. For stainless steel sinks, she uses Stardrops Pine Disinfectant Spray with Minka for daily cleaning, followed by Sif Stainless Steel Spray for extra shine. Spray all over, let sit for a few minutes, then buff with slightly damp Buddy for that gorgeous shine, she instructs. Different sink materials require different approaches. Ceramic sinks need Derek the Dishmatic with warm soapy water or Sif cream cleaner. Enamel sinks require gentle care with just Fairy liquid and Minka. Granite and composite sinks need hot soapy water with white vinegar solution for stains. The bedroom gets equal attention, with monthly mattress refreshing using bicarbonate of soda as an odor eater. I refresh our mattress by completely stripping the bed, hoovering thoroughly to remove dead skin cells and dust, then using a flour sieve to evenly distribute bicarbonate of soda across the entire surface, Sophie details. After a few hours, she vacuums it all off. For the living room, Sophie's pride and joy is her sofa. To hinge it properly, remove all cushions and throws, check for coins, finders keepers, hoover thoroughly, and use a lint roller for hair and fluff, she advises. Her signature cushion karate chop gives that Instagram-worthy look to sofas, a technique that requires feather-filled cushions to hold the perfect peak. Mrs. Hinch's approach extends beyond cleaning to encompass a complete lifestyle philosophy centered on finding joy in everyday tasks and creating a comfortable, organized environment. Her organizational systems are particularly impressive, with baskets for absolutely everything, from tea towels to cleaning products, even in her fridge. "I'm obsessed with organization," Sophie admits. Her belly baskets keep blankets tidy while creating mini features in any room. Her two mains are shopping-style baskets with handles that she carries around while hinging, one daily basket and one weekly basket. This organizational mindset extends to her wardrobe. I transformed mine with matching gray felt hangers from eBay that keep clothes in place, she explains. Twice yearly, she clears out seasonal items, storing them in vacuum storage bags. These bags are life changers. I'm obsessed with attaching the Hoover and watching my clothes shrink to toddler size. Her rule is simple. If she hasn't worn something in a year, it goes to charity or gets sold online. Sophie's approach to decluttering is equally methodical. Her understairs cupboard, her Harry Potter cupboard, and ottoman, her junk trunk, were once chaotic but are now perfectly organized with baskets for different categories of items. Even her garage has been transformed, with pictures on the walls and repurposed furniture for storage. For paperwork, she follows her mother's simple but effective filing system, an A4 box with plastic wallets for receipts that she sorts through every 6 months. Using my 20 eBay shredder is so satisfying. I feel incredibly relaxed once that box has been cleared of old bills and confidential info, she shares. Her cleaning routines have specific names and structures. The Hinge half hour involves writing a list of tasks, setting a timer, and ticking things off as she goes. I'm like a whirlwind, constantly checking my list and noting products I need to restock, Sophie describes. The clockwise clean prevents that overwhelming feeling by starting at the 12 o'clock position in a room and working around methodically until completion. Freshen Up Friday ensures the house is clean before the weekend, allowing for a relaxed Saturday. Perhaps the most heartwarming aspect of Mrs. Hinch's story is her relationship with Henry, her golden show Cocker Spaniel. "Henry is literally my life," Sophie declares. "Getting him was one of my happiest moments ever." She specifically wanted a dog to match her hair color and fell in love with Henry when he rolled over a patio step instead of stepping over it, showing personality from the start. Henry completely transformed Sophie's life, particularly in managing her anxiety. "Before him, I was scared being alone while Jamie was at work, but Henry gave me positive focus and companionship," she explains. "He became her constant companion through difficult days." Sophie treats Henry like her baby. He even has his own bedroom. "It started because he loved pillows and would rearrange all my karate-chopped cushions," she recalls. "When we moved house, he claimed the spare room and slept until 9:30 a.m. his first night there, the latest he'd ever slept." Her followers have become equally attached to Henry. "People message saying they can't go to bed until they've seen Henry go to sleep," Sophie shares. "She loves everything about him, his snoring, how he enjoys paw massages and switches paws when he wants the other one done, his excited greetings, and his ham obsession. Walking Henry has become Sophie's ultimate calming activity. I don't even take my phone with me so I can truly appreciate nature and the little things around us," she says. This mindful approach to dog walking exemplifies how Henry has helped her find moments of peace in a busy life. Keeping a clean house with a dog requires some adjustments. Sophie keeps Henry's own tea towel by the door to wipe muddy paws, though she's relaxed about the occasional paw prints. Vera sorts them in seconds, she notes. For managing dog hair, she uses a window scraper on carpets, lint rollers on furniture, and protective throws on Henry's bed that can be easily washed. Behind the perfectly organized home and cleaning tips is Sophie Hinchliffe, a woman with her own struggles, insecurities, and journey to self-acceptance. Born in Basildon Hospital and settled in her village since 1994, Sophie was ironically a messy child who drove her mother crazy by leaving things everywhere. She's refreshingly open about her weight loss journey, including a gastric band operation at age 21 that she now regrets. "While gastric bands work wonderfully for some seriously overweight people, my experience was an absolute nightmare that I'm still dealing with today," Sophie reveals. The band slipped in 2013, requiring emergency surgery, and in 2016, she had another operation to remove excess skin that resulted in a serious infection. Sophie credits her support system, including her husband Jamie, parents Alan and Frida, and close friends for helping her through difficult times. Her group of five best friends, the kids, have been her solid support system since they were 12. "They've been my bridesmaids when I married Mr. Hinch, and we still text daily in our group chat," she shares. Her relationship with Jamie began when they worked together in London, though initially she thought, "You're nice, but God, you talk too much." Their wedding in August 2018 was genuinely the best day of my life, with a traditional fairy tale wedding at Gosfield Hall in Essex. Despite appearances, they planned it on a strict budget, using a spreadsheet with a traffic light system that they updated every Sunday. Despite her Instagram success, Sophie remains grounded. "I'm determined not to let this success run away with me," she insists. She's turned down many opportunities because they didn't feel right, preferring to maintain her normal life. "I was already living my dream before Instagram took off, planning our wedding, buying our first home, having our fur baby Henry," she explains. Her philosophy is refreshingly simple. Life's goodness comes from the people around you and how you feel inside, not material wealth. "I still shop at Pound Stretcher because I love it." She's aware the Hinch craze will eventually calm down and is at peace with that. "When it does, my wonderful old life will still be there," she says contentedly. At its core, Mrs. Hinch's message is about finding joy in everyday tasks and creating a home that nurtures well-being. If I can continue making others smile, helping people open up about anxiety or other mental health issues, and finding new ways to make sinks look shiny and beautiful, I'll be the happiest girl in the world, Sophie writes. This philosophy extends beyond mere cleanliness to embrace the therapeutic potential of household routines and the satisfaction of creating order from chaos. The Mrs. Hinch phenomenon has shown that cleaning isn't just about having a spotless home. It's about the sense of achievement, the calming ritual, and the creation of a sanctuary that supports mental health. By naming her cleaning products, like Minky for her antibacterial cleaning pad and Dave for her duster, sharing her struggles with anxiety, and approaching housework with humor and joy, Sophie has transformed what was once considered a chore into a form of self-care. Her signature techniques, like the Hinch Half Hour, a focused 30-minute cleaning burst, make tasks manageable and rewarding. Her approach is never about perfection or rigid rules. Cleaning should calm you, not stress you, she emphasizes repeatedly. The goal is to create systems that work for your life, to find satisfaction in small accomplishments, and to create a home that feels good to live in, whatever that means for you. She encourages followers to start small, perhaps with her famous Sinky routine, a nightly ritual of cleaning and disinfecting the kitchen sink until it gleams, and gradually build habits that bring both practical results and emotional comfort. Her approach is never about perfection or rigid rules. Cleaning should calm you, not stress you, she emphasizes repeatedly. The goal is to create systems that work for your life, to find satisfaction in small accomplishments, and to create a home that feels good to live in, whatever that means for you. She encourages followers to start small, perhaps with her famous Sinky routine, a nightly ritual of cleaning and disinfecting the kitchen sink until it gleams, and gradually build habits that bring both practical results and emotional comfort. The Hinch movement has created an extraordinary community. Millions of Hinchers now share tips, celebrate achievements, and support each other through both cleaning challenges and life struggles. My Hinchers truly feel like extended family. I know you've got my back, and I've got yours, Sophie acknowledges gratefully. This community aspect has become particularly valuable during challenging times, with members sharing everything from cleaning wins to personal victories, creating a supportive network that extends far beyond household management. In a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming, there's something profoundly comforting about creating order in your immediate environment. Whether it's shining your sink, organizing your Narnia of cleaning products, Sophie's term for her under-sink storage, or giving your sofa cushions the perfect karate chop, these small acts of care for your home can translate to care for yourself. Sophie's methods include practical routines like her Freshen Up Friday and Cozy Sunday traditions, which help structure the week and create moments of peace and accomplishment. Her favorite saying, "My house, my rules, my safe place," encapsulates what it means to truly Hinch yourself happy, creating a space where you feel secure, content, and in control.